Call to order the Education Subcommittee of the Joint Committee on Ways and Means. It is already Thursday, February 6th, which is a continuing source of amazement to me how fast this time is going. We're here today to do public hearings on House Bill 5026 as it relates to the Board of Examiners of Licensed Dietitians, House Bill 5026 as it relates to the Board of Examiners of Nursing Home Administrators, and House Bill 5041, which is the Board of Examiners of Nursing Home Administrators Fee Bill. Before I open the public hearing on the Board of Examiners of Licensed Dietitians, I would very much like to thank Barbara Orazio for bringing us a box of delicious home-baked cookies.
The
members who are wishing to stampede thank over there and take advantage of coffee and cookies, please feel free to do that. And thank you very, very much for your kindness. And with that, I'll open a public hearing on House Bill 5026 as it relates to the Board of Examiners of Licensed Dietitians, and call on Cindy Jones from the Legislative Fiscal Office to take us through her summary.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, in front of you I have the LFO analysis, and there's also a PICS generated chart or graph that needs to be added to the binder book, the budget binder, as well as the 2305 governor's budget from BAM. The governor's recommended budget is 12% increase over the 0103 approved budget. The board's revenue is 100% other funds from the collection of fees, examinations, license, and other miscellaneous fees. There were no budget notes, and there were no audit reports or studies completed within the last 2 years. No interim reports or studies. And with that, that is my analysis.
Questions or comments on the LFO analysis? I think we're kind of getting to the swing of this. Mr. Van Vliet from the Board of Examiners come forward, and anyone that you want to bring with you to do the presentation, and Jeremy Patton from BAM and DAS. Welcome.
Thank you.
Please begin.
I am Douglas Van Vliet, the Executive Officer of the Board of Examiners of Licensed Dietitians. With me today is the Board Chairperson, Madeline Coons, who is a licensed dietitian.
Welcome.
Thank you.
The agency's statutory mission is to protect the public's health, safety, and well-being by regulating licensed dietetic practice. The license is not mandatory. The agency's goals are to educate so as to ensure that no unlicensed person is unaware of the consequences of claiming to be licensed, to publicize the licensed dietitian's role in attaining a healthy populace, to promote a stable fiscal base, and to improve customer service. The agency has no programs and activities not specifically linked to the statutory mission and goals. Performance measures are, 1, process all completed applications within 2 weeks, 2, process all complaints within 9 months, and 3, interview licensees to determine agency service quality. The Performance Measure Review Committee has found the above measures to meet guideline criteria and to address the scope of agency responsibility. Program evaluation processes will be tallying of results. Experience indicates that targets will be met. The organization chart on page B10 shows the 7-member board, one member being chairperson, and the 0.3 FTE executive officer. The programs of the agency are licensing dietitians and protecting the public from activities of persons falsely claiming to be licensed. The strategic business plan is to make the agency's service so good that this voluntary license will be generally sought. For cost control, we have a well-stocked supplies cupboard, which keeps ordering frequency low. Supplies are generally reused, and the state's recycling program is fully supported. We have the following agencies cooperating with us: health services providing accounting help, the Board of Nursing providing networking attention, companion health licensing boards which share fax and copier access, and DAS which provides building space, telecommunications, printing, web page, and motor pool assistance. On the subject of information technology, the licensing database is computerized with management provided by a private contractor who serves several other boards. The contractor enables efficiency of license renewal and has made it possible for the agency to publish its database for license verification on the web. Board membership and executive officer appointment are open to all qualified persons. Specific experience is the only requirement. Consumer protection. Four persons have been the subjects of complaints since the board began in 1989. One of the four had committed an actionable offense, falsely claiming to be licensed. His subsequent license application was denied based on his fraudulent activity. The board is in agreement with cultural diversity in health professions. The board agrees that people of color and bilingual people should be sought for membership. The board is writing a questionnaire to elicit the racial and ethnic makeup of its licensees and will adapt that questionnaire into its license application.
Questions or comments? Representative March.
Thank you, Madam Chair. One of your performance measures said investigations completed within, I think it was 9 months.
Yes.
And that all your targets will be met. Maybe we ought to consider a little more aggressive targets.
Well, the board meets by statute twice per year.
Okay.
And because of the time that must be allowed the subject of a complaint for a full response to the board's request for information, I thought the 9 months, which is allowed in a companion statute, was probably a sufficient test of the board's activity in resolving complaints. I would not resist a request by the committee to make it faster, but I'm not sure that it could be realized.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Further questions or comments? Mr. Van Vliet, in the other presentations that we've had from boards and commissions, there's been another piece attached to the benchmarks and the outcomes part of it that details year by year what your targets are and what your performance has been.
Yes.
Is there a reason why I can't find that piece in here?
Yes, I did not have that piece available as the blank form from the progress board by the time I felt necessary to finish my budget document and transmit it. Since then, I have completed that document and have emailed it to, I believe, Zoe Johnson of the Oregon Progress Board.
So you're waiting for them to do their review and bring it back?
Yes.
Great. We would look forward to having it added to this as soon as it's available.
Very well.
Senator Gordley.
Thank you. Pardon me, and good morning, Mr. Van Vliet. A question for you regarding your strategic goals. One of them, which is laid out on page B2 in the agency summary and business plan, indicates that you have a goal of educating to ensure that no unlicensed person is unaware of the consequences of claiming to be licensed.
Yes.
Could you describe for us how you go about doing that or providing that education component?
The first way is to be somewhat aggressive in talking with such persons. There's been one instance in the history of the board. Making sure that the results of the investigation, and as it was an order by default, are distributed through the news media, and in our case, in this one case, the Attorney General kindly did that. It became the subject of a news article, and that's the kind of publicity that we need in order to make sure that the vast number of Oregonians who don't have licenses to practice dietetics will not call themselves licensed dietitians if they don't have those licenses.
I see.
My ideal would be to make the board's visibility and qualifications so high that no one would even entertain the thought of calling themselves licensed, contrary to fact.
That's very helpful. Thank you.
Are there questions or comments?
Ms. Kuntz, do you wish to add to the discussion here?
Oh, I think that Doug has done a very good job. I was just here to support him and hope that you'll accept our budget.
Thank you. Mr. Patton, take it away.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, for the record, Jeremy Patton, Department of Administrative Services. In front of you should be the governor's budget. If you turn to page 2, this is a historical overview of the board's budget. As you can see, the board consists of 63,511 other funds, which is a 4.3% increase of the legislatively approved budget after the fifth special session. Page 3 shows that the board is 100% other funds. Page 4 is an overview of the governor's budget, which is the continues the current level of service to licensees and citizens. This budget contains no enhancement packages, no fee increases. Page 5 shows that the board is just one program unit. Page 6 is a breakout of the budget categories. As you can see, services and supplies and personal services is about 50-50, pretty close. Page 7 is the building blocks of the governor's budget. The board had no e-board actions, one special session budget adjustment for a third special session, which was the compensation plan adjustment. Board also had two essential packages, a decrease in mass transit tax, and a standard inflation adjustment. The only technical adjustment will be the elimination of the impact of the merit increases. If there's any questions, happy to answer them.
Questions or comments for Mr. Patton? I think this one may get our award for fastest process ever. Is there anybody here that wishes to testify on behalf of the Board of Licensed Dietitians? And seeing only 6 people out there, and knowing the other 3 of them are here for the next presentation.
But it's nice of you to ask.
No further comments or questions from the committee. I will close this hearing. And thank you very much for taking your time to do the presentation for us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We'll open a hearing on House Bill 5026, the Board of Examiners of Nursing Home Administrators, and House Bill 5041, which is their fee bill. And Ms. Jones, would you please take us through the LFO overview?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, in front of you have the LFO analysis. Also attached, or within that information, is the Board of Nursing Home Administrators presentation. There are 2 supplemental.
It's all in here.
Right. Yes. Also attached is the latest PICS update, as well as the consumer protection statistics that are off to the side, and the BAM analysts. Presentation.
Might I, just for the education of the committee, have you step us through what this PICS thing is all about?
Actually, Madam Chair, I would ask that maybe the BAM analysts do a better job at that than I would at this point.
I will reserve that then. Okay.
Just saw it this morning. The Board of Nursing Home Administrators Governor's recommended budget is a 10% increase over the 2001-03 legislatively approved budget. The board's revenue is 100% other funds from the collection of fees, examinations, license, and other miscellaneous fees. There were no budget notes. No audit reports were completed in the last 2 years, and no interim reports or studies within the last 2 years. There is a fee adjustment that where the 2001 legislature directed the board to establish administratively a new fee in February of 2001. That fee was raised on, by the by rule, and now the board is required to ratify that in this session.
Questions or comments? Senator Mesley, are you looking like you need to ask a question?
Well, I just have a comment. I assume you're getting ready to ask the board to come forward. And, Madam Chair, I might be called out to testify here and might not be back by the time they get through it. I just wanted to ask the question, do we have the authority to go to work session yet?
We have not adopted rules as the full committee, and until we do that, we won't have the basis to go to work session on the budgets.
Madam Chairman, I just wanted to acknowledge that anyone that brings us cookies this good, I'm ready to vote. The better, we don't even need the presentation.
Are you trying to send a message to future presenters before this committee?
That's kind of my motive, yes.
This is all part of the permanent record, so this has been so noted.
Went on the internet worldwide, right?
Thank you, Senator Mesley. We'll call forward then Ms. Gustafson and Ms. Rosio from the Board of Examiners of Nursing Home Administrators and Mr. Torgerson from DAS. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. First, yes. Madam Chair, members of the committee, my name is Barbara Orazio. I'm the Executive Officer of the Board of Examiners of Nursing Home Administrators. And with me this morning is Catherine Gustavison, who is a licensed nursing home administrator, as well as our board chair. The Board of Examiners has 9 members on its board. We have 3 nursing home administrators, 3 public members, a registered nurse, a pharmacist, and a physician. I am the full-time person who staffs the board. The board meets 4 times a year, and the board is co-located with 7 other boards in the Portland State Office Building. The primary mission of the board is to protect the public by ensuring that individuals meet the standards of education, training, and competence to manage Oregon's nursing facilities in a manner which protects the rights and dignity of nursing facility residents. Those standards include requiring a bachelor's degree, completion of a 960-hour administrator and training program, passing a national and state exam, and continuing education. Individuals are licensed either by completing an administrator and training program, or they are licensed through endorsement, which means they are licensed as an administrator in another state. The Nursing Home Administrator Board is one of the few boards that meets with almost everyone it licenses. It meets with administrators in training midway through their training program and again at the end of their training. The first visit provides an opportunity for the board to review the training received and ask questions about issues facing administrators, such as abuse reporting, behavior-altering drugs, restraints, staffing, and nursing issues. At the final interview, the administrators in training are asked to discuss their follow-up to the recommendations that the board had made about their training. These interviews also establish a connection for the administrators in training with the board as a group of people who are interested in seeing them be successful in their training, pass their exam, and become a successful administrator. The board also emphasizes that they are there to be of assistance not only during their training, but also after they become licensed. Several of the board's performance measures relate to the administrator in training process. The percentage of preceptors, and those are administrators who train administrators in training, receiving satisfactory ratings from their administrator in training. The percentage of preceptors with unsatisfactory survey ratings that are retrained, and the percentage of Oregon-trained administrators in training who receive a substandard nursing home survey who have been on the job for at least 2 years. These performance measures are new, and it will take a couple of years for data to be produced, and it will depend on an administrator in training being willing to honestly evaluate their preceptor. Another performance measure is in the area of customer service. A questionnaire is sent with each bit of information that I send out to people. I have often been told by those who have contacted me who have moved into Oregon that they appreciate my accessibility and helpfulness through the application and examination process and the information which is provided to them about continuing education. I was honored in December at a dinner sponsored by the American College of Healthcare Administrators, the Oregon chapter, for outstanding support of leaders in senior services which I accepted as a thank you for the excellent customer service over the past 17 years that I have provided. After I retire this year, I know that I will miss most the appreciation of the people that I help. I get emotional about this, I'm sorry. There is no better music to my ears than hearing, "What will we do without you?" The board mails a newsletter to licensees approximately four times a year. It contains information about proposed rule changes, board member vacancies, disciplinary actions against licensees, continuing education opportunities, and other items of interest. The newsletter is also posted on our website. I'm sure through these presentations you've heard about Senate Bill 786, so I'll tell you what we've done in regard to that. Even prior to the enactment of this legislation, we had had an African-American nursing home administrator on our board from 1991 to 1997, who also served as our board chair for 4 years. We had an Asian-American public member on our board for 1 year, and we currently have an Hispanic member who is serving his second three-year term. And coincidentally, 3 months prior to the effective date of the legislation, we had three administrators in training come before the board at the same time. One was a Pacific Islander, one was an African American, and one was an Asian American. And in addition, the board has approved an endorsement application for a Pakistani gentleman. And on the inside cover of your budget books, I provided a diary of the board's efforts to comply with the law. Briefly, we have prepared a questionnaire. We sent it out with a newsletter. I put the wrong fax number on there, so I sent it out with the next newsletter. I sent it out with all my initial applications, and we're going to be sending renewals out in another couple of months, and I will send it out with the renewals as well. I have a 100% completion rate on those applications that are on the initial application. When the board recruited for a public member and a registered nurse member last year, news releases were sent to the minority newspapers and the state minority commissions. In the area of outreach, I had read an article in the Oregonian about Benson High School and their health occupations program, so I contacted the director over there, and this was at the end of last school year, so I asked if she would be interested in having some administrators come and talk to her students, and she said that would be wonderful, so in the newsletter I put an article in there about that, and I had four people volunteer. So I have contacted her again this year and haven't had a response, and I hope the program is still in existence with all the budget cuts that are taking place at the schools. And then in October, I joined with, I think it was three other health-related licensing boards at the convention center in Portland where they had a health fair, and I had packets and business cards and handed them out to everyone who got near me. And not many of them expressed even had thought about a career in long-term care, but I said, well, hold on to that card, and maybe 4 years from now when you graduate from college, it can be a career choice you might want to look at. There are about 411 licensed nursing home administrators, about the same number as there were 16 years ago, and the licensee base, which doesn't grow, and increased costs are the reason the board requested and received approval for the increases in existing fees and the addition of new fees in the 0103 legislative session. Those fees were made effective February 1, 2002. The majority of the fees, new and existing, did not affect the majority of the individuals who are currently licensed. Approximately 65% of the licensees did not see an increase in their fee. We discussed those fee increases in several newsletters. I even asked for licensees to give me some ideas about additional ways to raise revenue, but nobody responded to that. And I think most of the licensees were aware of the fact that I had reduced my salary by 20% for a total of 29 months in the previous 9 years. So thank you very much, and enjoy the cookies. Maybe when I retire, I'll go into baking.
Yeah.
Madam Chair.
Senator Gordley.
Thank you. And thank you. I do want to commend you for your service, your long service to the state.
Thank you.
And with that said, just also note that the report that you have provided to us under Senate Bill 786 is excellent.
Thank you.
I love this brochure.
Mm.
I love it.
Now, I didn't do that brochure. That was done by the National Association.
That's fine. That we're using it as a marketing tool in Oregon is wonderful. The message that it sends in pictures and text is just outstanding.
Madam Chair, Senator Gourley, the National Association realizes as well that there is a very low number of minorities involved in long-term care, so they're making an effort to attract minorities as well.
And it's great to see the plug for the OSU Healthcare Administration Program. And I was particularly pleased to hear about your connection with Vinson High School and the Health Occupations program there. But again, congratulations to you on your career.
Thank you.
What are we going to do without you?
I don't know. It's, I've been with the state for 37 years, so it's all I know.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Further comments? Representative March.
Thank you. I just had a couple of questions, and it more is a broader you mentioned, I think we have around 400 licensees.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have 400 nursing homes, so the license is also used for people who run assisted living facilities, et cetera?
Madam Chair, Representative March, assisted living managers are not required to be licensed, nor are adult foster home providers or residential care facilities. But there are people with nursing home administrator licenses who operate those types of facilities.
Right. I was thinking they would use that as one of their sort of credentials.
There are only about 150 nursing homes in Oregon now. I was checking. I keep track of how many have closed since 1986, and I think there were about close to 50 that have closed.
Do you want to proceed, or are you finished?
I'm finished, unless you have more questions.
Okay. Any further questions? Senator Mazzoli.
Madam Chair, the last remark begs a question. In the financial times we're in right now, and with the rate reduction, you talk about the number of nursing homes that have closed. My guess is that they're in very dire straits right now again. Could you speak to that at all?
I believe Catherine, who has been, Ms. Davison, who has been a regional manager with the nursing home chain as well as an administrator, could address that.
Thank you.
Ms.
Representative Morgan,
please.
Senator Mazzoli. certainly, just when we think we're a step ahead.
For the record, could you identify yourself?
Oh, sure. I'm Catherine Gustavson. Whenever we think we're a step ahead, it seems like we take a step backwards again with our funding. Where everybody seems to be right at the moment is seeing who can last the longest. And it's kind of a sad commentary for our elderly that's how we're doing business. he who can hold out the longest will get more patients and perhaps be able to stay in business. Well, that's where it's at the moment. We don't have any good answers. I was responsible for issuing a letter to a resident last week that no longer has funding to ask them to move out. And frankly, I don't know where we're going to help them go. I don't know. Answer.
Madam Chairman.
But do I expect foreclosures? Yes.
Madam Chairman, I just have to say it. I used to be in the cattle business, and my family had a fairly large operation. People would come up to me and say how fortunate we were to have so many cattle. I said, that's great when the market's up, but the market's down.
Yeah.
you go downhill faster.
Yes,
and
you do.
I think that's the same situation you folks are probably faced with.
Thanks. Gustafson, do you have any general comments for the committee on the budget or on the fee bill?
No, I don't. Thank you.
Let's turn it over to Mr. Torgerson to make his presentation. And if you could take the committee through what this actually shows us, I think that we could use this information to apply to subsequent presentations.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, for the record, Adam Torgerson from the Budget Management Division. I'm by no means a PICS expert, but I can run you through the general points of the PICS report. On the front page, which has the number 10 in the bottom right-hand corner, the reason being these boards, their PICS reports, are all printed together. They're in the budget system as sort of one agency, even though they're not really. So number 10 is the first page for the Board of Nursing Home Examiners. The front page shows just the salary of the executive director, and you can see the package, it means it's in the base. That's what the 00 is. And realize this is an old mainframe-based system. This isn't a modern sort of Windows system. The class and compensation have to do, I believe, with their union representation, what kind of union representation it is. The description is just the executive officer position count, FTE, full-time equivalent, number of months in this, you know, whether they're half-time, they'd be listed as 12 months, the average rate, and then the salary amounts down in the OF salary for other funds.
What does the average rate represent?
The average monthly pay.
Okay.
If you flip it over and you look at the bottom page here, the top page just shows the oh, that's the wrong board, yeah. So let's ignore that page. The page with all the writing on it shows the breakdown of OPE costs for that same position, budgeted OPE costs. And they're not necessarily exact. The system doesn't necessarily have every person's exact...
What is OPE?
I'm sorry. Other payroll expenses. Darn those acronyms. When, you know, the additional personnel costs beyond just salary, there's, you know, benefits.
Okay, so it's all the loading that's listed in the column that has the first column on the left that has words in it.
Correct. Those are all the different components. And they're not necessarily exact for that particular person. They're budgeted as to about what the system estimates each of those parts to be. So the actuals could vary a little, but it's a pretty good guess usually as far as the amounts.
Okay.
I have a quick question.
Go ahead.
On your position, about how many hours a week do you work?
40.
Sometimes more, I bet.
Well, I don't usually take breaks, and I often sit there while I'm eating my lunch and do work. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that probably doesn't include the baking time either.
No.
Do you ever see occasion to go out on weekends and have to take care of some emergency or anything?
I'm not sure what kind of emergency you might be speaking of.
I guess there aren't any then. I was just curious. Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Can you take us through your presentation now?
Sure. Madam Chair, members of the committee, the presentation I'm looking at is the BAM slideshow. I've abbreviated it to get rid of the single pies that are completely full. So the second page shows the historical context for the board, and you can see that it's a 6.8% increase over the legislatively approved through fifth special session. The board will tend to inflate at a little bit higher rate than most other agencies because almost all the expenses are personnel expenses, being the single salary for the director. The third page walks through just a brief overview of the budget. It wasn't reduced during the fifth through special sessions. It was just had the compensation plan in the third session. Funds existing operations with no enhancements, and it's entirely other funds in a single program unit. The fourth page shows the breakdown of personal services to services and supplies, and it's predominantly personal services at almost 70%. The fifth page and final page goes down the list. The essential packages is the standard inflation, mostly attorney general and rent. The policy package is the fee ratification that the 2001 legislature approved the fees. The process requires that the board come back and get them ratified after being administratively increased in the interim. And on page 33 of the agency's binder, you can see the list of the fees.
And the rent increases, is that because of that subsidy going away again?
Yes, ma'am. In 1989, the legislature approved a subsidy for the general fund or for the uniform rent because of all the construction that was going on. Would have made the cost at that time go way up for agencies, and that fund is run out. I believe it was in the middle of this biennium. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Further questions on the DAS presentation? Any closing comments or questions by the committee on the budget or the fee bill? Before I close the hearing, Barbara, I'd just like to just thank you for the years of service that you've put in with the state, and I know that you're going to leave behind you a very large pair of shoes, and we're very interested in seeing how the board chooses your successor, because I think that everyone agrees that you're going to be a hard act to follow.
Oh, well, thank you.
And just to say thank you for the service to Oregon and to the service to us in the legislature.
Thank you very much. I'll leave them some cookie recipes.
And I'd like to also say Ms. Kuntz has left, but to Ms. Gustafson, just to thank you on behalf of this process for your service to Oregon, too, that the people that serve on the boards and commissions do so out of their own time, and that we recognize that you've had to make sacrifices in your personal life and your professional life to serve on the board, and we very much appreciate you're taking your time to do that.
Thank
the
you.
System wouldn't work nearly as well without people from those professional areas coming in to help.
Thank you.
And with that, having no further comments, I'll close the public hearing.
Madam Chair, I just want to introduce my intern, Stephen Brown, who's sitting in the audience, and his interpreter, Sherry. Stephen is a student at Portland State University and is majoring in political science. He is deaf, so he has a sign interpreter.
Excellent. Welcome to them. It's good to have them be part of our process, too. The colleagues, a few housekeeping things for next week. We, of course, won't meet tomorrow, but on Monday we'll be doing dentistry and morticians, and on Tuesday we'll be doing speech pathology and radiologists. The binders are over on the divider over there, so if you want to take them and bone up over the weekend, please do that, but also my mom admonishment that if you don't bring them back, you're going to be out of luck when we go through the presentations. Representative March, I've asked the legislative analyst to request an extra copy of the binders.
Thank you very much.
This is for you.
So Representative Smith has been very kind to share, but I know I get in their way. So
no, yeah. You don't.
Hopefully your information deprivation will be short-lived.
Thank you very much.
Do you have any additional announcements for the committee?
No additional announcements, but I could probably get binders for you for the ones, the public hearings that we've had in the past. Would you like to?
I think I've been able to kind of follow along, but I can always peek at somebody else's while they're not here, some too. So.
No further business before the committee. We'll adjourn, and we'll reconvene Monday morning at 8:30.